Good morning. High pressure nosing in from southern Canada began to dry things out overnight across interior New York and New England and break the cloud cover up that was with us for a portion of the day yesterday. As a result, we're starting with mostly sunny skies across a good chunk of the region. However, a couple of showers are pushing across the Champlain Valley and into central and northern Vermont, and those will continue to move quickly to the east and weaken. The result will be mostly sunny skies across the area today with a warming trend and the humidity staying in check, making it relatively comfortable with highs in the lower to middle 80s. A weak frontal system, which is stalled off to our south, will begin to make its way toward us during the night tonight. This front will provide the focus for a few scattered showers and thunderstorms as the humidity begins to climb in association with the advancing boundary. That boundary will continue to move through the region and to our north overnight as lows stay in the 60s. With that front into Canada on Friday, we'll be in the warm and humid zone of air across the region. On Friday afternoon, with a mix of sun and clouds, this air mass will provide the instability to produce a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures will average in the middle and upper 80s. A cold front will then make its way toward us on Friday night. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are in the forecast again associated with this front as the mugginess remains in place into Saturday morning. As the front sweeps by, the first half of the day Saturday will have a decent chance at a few scattered showers and a couple of thunderstorms, especially south of I-90 and east of the Hudson River Valley. Everyone will have a drying trend on Saturday afternoon with a mix of sun and clouds and highs near 80. A new area of dry and pleasant high pressure will build in for the second half of the weekend, so we'll expect mostly sunny skies and a pleasant breeze on Sunday with lower humidity, lower to mid-70s, more sunshine and comfortable temperatures on Monday in the mid-70s before we push back toward 80 with mostly sunny skies on Tuesday and then into the middle and upper 80s as the humidity returns by next Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a front is forecast to meander across the Ohio Valley and Mid-Atlantic today, while a cold front tracks through the northern and central United States. Both of these features will help thunderstorms develop over the next couple of days, and the Storm Prediction Center has outlined a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for portions of the plains into the Mississippi Valley. Locally, heavy rain and some flash flooding are both possible today in the Ohio, Tennessee Valleys, Appalachians, and the Mid-Atlantic. Marginal risks of excessive rainfall are in place for these regions as well. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light rain and fog, 39 degrees with a west wind at 59, gusting to 70 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 30 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 60 degrees, the dew point 57, 90% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 29.77 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 120 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 27 at Estcourt Station, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 81 degrees, the low 58, the average temperature 70, that's 6 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 0.03 of an inch for the month, which is 0.36 below normal, and 12.32 inches for the year, which is 2.85 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 75 degrees, the average low, 53. The record high, 97, set in 1919, and the record low, 36, in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 5:18 a.m., sunset this evening 8:29 p.m., 15 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 60. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid 80s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight in the mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers and thunderstorm possible tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, more humid, with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, mid 80s. A mix of sun and clouds with the chance of showers and a thunderstorm mainly in southern New York and New England with highs around 80. Mostly sunny, breezy and cooler with lower humidity Sunday and Monday, mid-70s. Warmer with mostly sunny skies on Tuesday near 80 and increasing humidity with sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Wednesday in the middle and upper 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.